Uh-huh. Like the real narrow stripes, real collected together. It was tank top.
As Rodney would say, capris wearing ass, because he was wearing capris. His clothes were really tight. And it was like you and me, where it's like, Rodney sees him, I see him, we don't even look over at him, we just look at each other and then look away, and we both start laughing because we know who we're talking about. And then like, dudes, holding hands, just come in, walk in, look around, walk out. The bars, oh my God, and they're all like open, like there's no windows, you just like open, you walk through the...
Yeah.
Like the windows go up and down, maybe, I don't know, but... Trodat, it's like, you'll have a door, and then there'll be where a window would be, but it's just open space.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the open. Hundreds of people always there. Rodney keeps telling me, you gotta get a fake ID. And I was like, why? You guys are old enough, you just buy it for me. Everybody, fake ID, because it's just every weekend they go to Naperville.
Where the expensive people live?
No cover charges in Naperville. But a beer will cost you over $4. And I'm in the broke-ass section of people group. Except for Tank, who's the big Bulgarian. Yeah.
Romanian?
He's Bosnian.
Bosnian.
And he drives a beat-up old Ford. Everybody else, Cotter, lives upstairs, drives a BMW M3.
Where did he be working?
Cotter's an IT guy at UTI. I asked him how much that car costs. $5,000. $5,000 doesn't even have 100,000 miles. For BMW M3. One of the best handling cars in the world. Very fast.
Where'd he get it?
Crap, where'd he say he got it? I believe it was in Naperville. Who said he got it?
Shit.
And Ronnie told me before we left, he was like, you'll never feel as broke until you drive through Chicago.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm looking around, I was like, damn, Porsches and Lambos just everywhere. I'm like, where do these people... And then there's car dealerships left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Porsche car dealerships.
And everybody's walking. Everybody's walking.
Yeah.
And it's like, where... You can't find a parking spot on the street to save your life.
I wouldn't want to park on those streets, no way.
And they have the, like, every other block, I think, they have the parking garages and parking... decks.
Yeah, but they're full all the time.
Yeah.
I know where the people come from.
I know.
But they just appear.
I'm like, where the...
And they always appear way before we do. For whatever reason. Whatever time it could be during the day, they always appear way before we do and stay there for a couple of days. But mostly, when I first got there, I did a lot of driving around. I pretty much know my way... Elgin, out Elgin, that'd be northwest, up to O'Hare, and then as far over, I think, is, not Oakwood Park. Yeah, about Oakwood Park, that's pretty ghetto out there, though. Scary out there. And over in Naperville. That's the area I know, which is pretty good. And I come into Rockford, and I used to get road rage here, because people would do dumb shit. Now and I go like- out there, and it's like, and it is dead. It is dead. This guy's cutting me off. But it's okay, because that's just what you're used to. I'm used to having to pull out into a 5-lane road and get over into that far lane. You gotta beat the traffic into that.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize the Blazer's doing all right. No problem, other than rough idling, which it needs an oil change, and I'm gonna clean out the system tonight. I mean, tomorrow or wherever. Whenever.
Are you going to Janice tonight?
I probably will.
Because your dad wanted to know. Well, I hope he lets me play video games tonight because I'm off tomorrow and he hasn't been playing all week.
I see, like, the things hanging down in the steps. I was like, they're doing stuff.
And I said...
They're doing stuff, and it took me to leave for them to get that bored that they have to do things now.
Yeah. And then, your dad left it there and didn't throw it out. Your dad took off Thursday to go...
Where's my bike? In the garage?
In the garage.